This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hour number three of our Preakness show here on WGR. Brian Colzio live from Batavia Downs Gaming inside the Park Place Room. The tacos and tequila party just about set to get started. You can get tickets. Ryan Hasenauer was just on, said you walk in and they've got the gift shop right when you walk into your left. And you can buy a ticket right on hand, $35, and you're going to get $20 back in free play right away. And then some other good stuff, chance to obviously get the tacos and tequila tasting along the way here, as we get into hour number three. Ryan will come back a little bit later this hour with his picks, and also Hall of Fame running back Thurman Thomas will join us here. We'll get Thurman's thoughts on the Bills' schedule. But our Hall of Famer from Tee to Green, Jeff Mitas, is now with me here, PGA Pro. Hi, Jeff. Good afternoon.
Well, that's a nice... I'm getting nice introductions today. Good afternoon. It's been exciting to watch the golf today.
Yes, I have been trying to keep an eye on it at one of the many TVs that I have here inside the Park Place Room. But what I do see is that we have a man named Scheffler who's now on top. And to no surprise, we all kind of thought about it this morning when we were talking on Tee to Green that he might rise up here and be a part of the discussion. And, well, no surprise, there he is. He's 7-under, tied with Kim for the lead. And for world number one to be involved here, I guess we shouldn't be shocked at all.
No, and DeChambeau is right behind him, too. And there's a bunch of players all within three shots. It's very, I think there's 14 or 15 players within three shots. So it's very, very close. And the usually super steady Scotty Scheffler just peeled one way into the trees, and it was headed in a terrible spot and got a wonderful break. Bounced right back in front of the green, so he'll have a chance to get up and down and make birdie still. But it's been fun. It looks like a hard day out there. The wind's blowing pretty hard. Scores are pretty high.
Jeff, every time I have you in this setting here, I know we obviously maybe have golfers that are listening to you that always want to think about improving their game. So before we talk more about the PGA, we just mentioned Scotty Scheffler. He has a unique swing, and for those that know what I'm talking about, his feet move quite a bit near impact and through impact. What do you think of it, and what elements of that, if any, should the amateur golfer listening try and copy?
You know, I don't know that's what I would mimic from him. That's more of a reaction to his feel and how he's trying to hit shots. And as a PGA professional, you hope if you had a player come to you with that kind of footwork that was that good, you wouldn't change it and mess him up.
Right.
But there's other things to mimic. Would be, you know, his playing, his balance. He's the ball striking. I mean, watch every other aspect of his swing. You watch how his hips will be open at impact. All his weight will be on that forward post, that forward leg. That's why his back foot can slide. If you watch the average golfer, half the time, more than half the time, I feel, when they're done with their swing, they've got more weight on their back foot than their forward foot, which is the opposite of what Scotty's doing. So when you do see that slide, just notice that that's because all his weight's on that forward leg.
Gotcha. And as you said, you see a lot of golfers that you work with, the weight ends up on their backside or their back foot, or even their follow-through causes them to just, like, come out of it. What is something that maybe we should be thinking about so that our swing has a better follow-through and through impact so that we finish better?
One of the worst bits of advice I hear, or I've heard handed down throughout generations, is keeping your head down. And when you watch people keep their head down, it makes it a rigid type motion, and it keeps them flat-footed throughout impact. Golf is just like any other sport. Golf's a rotary motion. It's really similar to a baseball swing where at impact, your hips would be open and your hand would be head. You'd be hitting a baseball that way. If you were throwing a ball, your hips would be open and you'd be moving forward. All those things are things that the average golfer, and then getting on your back foot is it makes the club want to hit the ground behind the ball. So then you have to react to it and do some things. If I do something in the backswing, or if I end up being flat-footed, then B, my club has to do something that's not good for the golf swing. But if you're watching golf this week, which hopefully a lot of people are, just notice how they look at impact. Or if you're down the target line, you'll see the hips are open and all their weight's on that forward leg.
Okay, good advice from our PGA pro, Jeff Mitas. Of course, you can hear him every Saturday. I'm there as well. Kevin Sylvester, Jeff Blank, 7 a.m. on Saturday mornings. We appreciate you listening to Tee to Green. Okay, back to the PGA at Quail Hollow. And, Jeff, this is a course that has a regular tour stop. It doesn't this year, of course, because they're hosting the major. But some familiarity, I guess, with the players. This week got some not-so-nice comments. Normally, even if players don't have really anything nice to say, Jeff, about the course, you know there's local media there that are asking them questions that essentially they're looking for the stars of the game to say something nice about their course so they can give it to everybody in the locally that's listening or watching their program. What did you take of some of the comments this week about what some of the players said about Quail Hollow? Hunter Mahan said it lacks soul. They did a renovation of it. What do you see that maybe, at least your impressions on what they're saying about this course?
I guess it feels corporate. If that would be a way I would describe it. It's like, yeah, Everything you'd want in a golf course, and then everything you have around it. You know, from what I understand, it's only corporate tents around 18, and the golf course is big and beefy and designed to be very long and very difficult and very. It's gorgeous on TV and everything else, but it's every hole is a little different. But it doesn't, maybe because it doesn't have enough history, that it doesn't have that feel, or there's not enough unique holes. Like when you're watching on TV, like they kind of blend together. You're like, what hole are they on? You're trying to figure it out. Where when you watch other courses, sometimes the character of the holes, you look at, you know exactly what hole they're on when you're watching TV.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense for sure. Well, we mentioned Scheffler already, and then you said DeChambeau is one back. DeChambeau with an opportunity, obviously, to win the Masters. And he had a very poor final day. Rory McIlroy went on to win. But Bryson has been a factor here for almost every major, Jeff, here for these last 2 years, and even really since he's joined LIV. What do you think DeChambeau's chances are? And just kind of I guess it's probably easy to say he's definitely the best player coming from LIV, right?
He definitely is. He's he's playing very well, and he seems to point towards the majors like a lot of the great players have. John Rahm's a couple shots back this week, also having a good week. So we're seeing a little bit, but yeah, Bryson. I would never emulate his game, but I have a lot of respect for his game, the way he plays, and he does things his way, and it seems to translate very well to long, hard, difficult golf courses. And he's got to be mentally tough. He's got to be confident, too, because he's been, as you said, he's been playing well in all these majors. He's had a shot. He's up close. He's won. So he's probably pretty confident, and he's probably ready to win another major. And he's got the whole game. He's got everything you would need. I can see him and Scheffler going down the last few holes tomorrow for sure.
DeChambeau known for initially one of his nicknames was the weird scientist. He studies the numbers. He hits a ton of golf balls. I know they were tracking at the Masters how many balls he was hitting on the range more than anybody else. What do you make of just his strategic outlook on trying to get better at golf? I know you said you respect his game for that. I mean, there's a work ethic that definitely is different, has taken a different approach than a lot of the other pros are.
Yeah, it's a work ethic, and it's also how he looks at things, you know, completely in numbers and science, I believe. You know, you look at, he's got the clubs all with one length. Difficult way to play. If you've ever hit that type of club, it's a little bit unique. He's got bigger grips. He putts with a different style. He, you know, he basically does everything kind of the way it works for his brain, and that's trusting your system, right? So he goes out there, and however he's doing it, he thinks it's the best way, and he trusts it. So that's why he's good at it. Will that work for 99.9% of golfers? Absolutely not. There's a reason the rest of the tour plays different length clubs and everything else, but it works for him. And he trusts it, and he was all about distance for a while. He still hits it very far, but he knows how to get the ball in the hole, and his short game has definitely improved over the years.
Rory McIlroy, of course, just won the Grand Slam when he won at the Masters. Here we are a month later at the PGA. He's plus two for the tournament, even on his round here today so far, and he's played seven holes at this moment, tied for 57th. So it seemed McIlroy really struggled, Jeff, to keep it out of the rough for most of the first day, where he kind of got himself in this hole. And even now, when he's had a chance or two that I've watched, the putts just aren't seemingly to rolling in for him. But he says, you know, look, I've accomplished what I want to accomplish in golf. So I wonder, kind of mentally, will this make his game sharper, or maybe will we see some more ups and downs with him with kind of that, I don't want to say looser approach, but I guess a more mental free approach that he's probably going through right now.
Yeah, I was of the impression that he'd be super freewheeling now because that enormous weight that was over him, but it might have just been at the Masters, that weight, you know what I mean? Because he'd won the PGA before. So it might have just been that weight. But taking that kind of weight off your shoulders, I would thought it might free him up. He might be just taking a deep breath, or he just might be having a bad week. I've been watching today. They barely showed him. They showed him teed off on the first couple holes. He started on the 10th hole because he was so far back. So he started on the back nine, and they haven't shown him. His score hasn't moved. They're just showing the leaders, and it's there's a lot of them. There's a lot of people up near the lead. So it's a bunch group, but I think Rory, you know, I still think he's got all the power, all the tools, all the shots to win, but it's getting a little late in the day for him if he wants to be in contention tomorrow. He's going to have a really, really good next 10 holes or so.
Yeah, absolutely. Jeff Mitis, PGA Pro, with us here from Tee to Green and Golf Dojo. You can book a lesson if you want to improve your swing with Jeff at Dojo. Jeff, if they want to book a lesson with you, how do they do it?
Oh, yeah, just head to the My Golf Dojo, our website, and you'll see lessons right up there, and my schedule's there, and there's something, my availability's posted. If there's not a time that works for you, just shoot me an email, and I can usually figure something out.
Pretty sweet. Jeff, this morning we spoke on Tee to Green with this chairman, the CEO of the PGA of America, Derek Sprague is his name, and we asked him in the interview about the PGA Championship and its prospects of coming back to Oak Hill here in Western New York. And while he didn't give us any sort of firm answer, I didn't expect that he would, I took it as a positive answer. Is that kind of how you took it?
Yeah, I definitely took it as a positive answer. He seemed to know a lot about what was going on at Oak Hill, too. He even mentioned the clubhouse renovation that was happening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent, That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Happening, and you know, he's from upstate New York, and if he has a say in it, he was there for the event, and he definitely gave us more than I thought he'd give us. I thought we'd get the obligatory, everything's in discussion, that's a committee decision. Yeah, it sure didn't sound like that, and I think we reminded them that it's been every 10 years for a while, so 2033 is the next available one, so it'd be kind of cool if they could get Oak Hill back on the ROTA and keep them there every 10 years, because it's great to have this event in our backyard.
2003 at Oak Hill, the famous shot from Sean McKeel that probably you forget, unless you think of the PGA at Oak Hill. that right. 7-iron, Jeff, and I know you and I have been in the fairway on 18 where they have that plaque there where you hit that amazing shot.
Yeah, I've dropped the ball there and tried to do it. Yeah. Didn't work as well. Yeah. they probably have a lot of divots. Yeah, and then in 13, it was fun too. So it's been...
And then 23.
Yep. Yeah, it's been great, and it does get rave reviews. And there, you know, we talked about golf courses earlier in our conversation here, and like you can look at Oak Hill and you see character everywhere you look. You know what I mean? You see old trees and amazing holes and vistas, and here you see corporate tents and real nice houses. And I think that might be part of what people are talking about as far as the golf course and its aesthetics and its character.
Yeah, yeah. So
that's why I think I love this. Go ahead. Yeah, that's why I think it'd be great to get it back at Oak Hill.
Yeah. As you mentioned, the 10-year thing, it looks like it could set up for Oak Hill in 2033. The 03 McKeel win, as we mentioned, in 13, that was Jason Duffner won, set the course record. And then, of course, 2023 was Brooks Koepka. And Koepka winning has now won 5 majors since, including 3 of these PGA championships. We're speaking with Jeff Mitas, PGA Pro here. Scottie Scheffler, Johnny Vegas, Siwoo Kim, all at 7 under par. Bryson DeChambeau amongst a large group, just one shot back at minus 6. John Rahm is lurking. Yep.
Matt Fitzpatrick.
Back, yep. Fitzpatrick's there. Homa's there. So some well-known names here just around the top of the leaderboard. But world number one, Scottie Scheffler, is now in the lead. Jeff, this is one of the majors that I know for you is a little closer to your vest in the sense that you are a PGA professional, and this is the PGA of America's tournament. So can you give everybody maybe just a little insight of what is different about this major from the other three and kind of the connection to obviously what you do for a living?
Well, yeah, we're the PGA of America. We're PGA professionals. We promote and stimulate the game. We work in the golf industry. We're not tour players, although many were or you can be, but we're an affiliated organization. But the PGA, and this is our event, so we own a couple of events. We own a major in all the tours, and we own this in the Ryder Cup. So this is an event run by all professionals, as Derek Sprague told us this morning. There's no amateurs on the committee, and there's no amateur players. So everybody that's in this is a professional golfer. 99 of the top 100 players, they always get the strongest field in golf. because it's not like the Masters, which is invites, and the other events. There's other reasons your field may not be as strong. And it's obviously been one of the majors. It's something we're very proud of. We're proud of how it gets to highlight and showcase what PGA professionals do. Things like the Reach Foundation, which supports our Hope program, which we talk about all the time, helping our Patriots everywhere. The foundation that we have, we teach veterans to play golf through that, and it's a great, great program, and I'm very proud to be a small part of it. But that's what the PGA of America is. This is our tournament. This is our biggest event of the year. We have 20 players, the 20 best club professional players, also get an invite to play in the event. And it's a great week. I've worked several of them, and I've been around, and I was at all three of those Sundays when you just mentioned in 2003, 13, and 23, and proud to say I'm a PGA member, and proud to say all that we do for golf, that's for sure.
Yeah, you do a ton, for sure, and to all the golf PGA Pro golf pros listening, kudos to you to making it fun for guys like me and other golfers listening. Jeff, you got to work a big part of what you did at the 23 tournament at Oak Hill was work the range, right? And I know that's something for a guy like you that likes to study the swing, I know you really enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was a great week. My friend John Hecker, who's a PGA professional from Rochester, and I kind of split the duties, and it was cool for us and cool for me to sit with the track man right behind Rory McIlroy and be looking at his numbers on my phone and listening to his coach and talking to some of the coaches and talking to the players and watching how they train and watching how they practice and listening in to what they're working on and, hearing the banter and, listening to them talk about their weaknesses or I can't draw the ball today or all those different things that you knew as a player. And you see the tour players going through it and at just a much, much higher level. You learn an awful lot as someone who's really really a geek about golf swing. So it's a cool opportunity that I get every time that the event's at Oak Hill. So I'm hoping it's there in 33 so I get to do it again.
Yes, that's right. Jeff, thanks so much for giving up some time today. I know you had triple duty today. You had tee to green, and then I know you updated everybody during Sports Talk Saturday and then another update here. So if are we safe to assume that you still think Scottie Scheffler is going to get this done by the end of Sunday?
That would be my prediction. Him or DeChambeau. I can see one of those two. DeChambeau looks like he's playing really well. It looks like it's playing really difficult. The wind's really blowing. It's tough for these guys to figure out the wind right now. So it's going to stay close, I have a feeling.
Cool. Yeah, it's really, really jumped, bundled up here at the top of the leaderboard. Jeff, thanks so much. Looking forward to it. I'll see you next Saturday when we do our Tee to Green show.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, Brian. Talk to you.
All right, great. Thanks. Jeff Mitas, PGA Pro, part of our Tee to Green show. You can also go to see him at Golf Dojo. Get a lesson with Jeff. Wait, Ryan, you actually just saw...
I was just at the Golf Dojo
with
Jeff.
Yeah.
For the town of Amherst. They have a nice ladies' night over there. Or a little, showing everybody the facility, but also doing a couple fun little contests close to the pin, longest drive. And so Batavia Downs was there as a sponsor, and we handed out some free play and some information on our concerts, and it was great to see it. So beautiful in there.
Love it. It is. And when you live in Western New York, having a cool indoor place to play golf is...
key.
It's
winter 8 months out of the year here, Brian.
I know. And every day it rains, even in the spring.
That's right.
Yeah, let's hope it's better here. So Scheffler's leading, Vegas, Kim, they're all at 7 under, and then DeChambeau amongst the big group at -6. All right, we know you just talked to Thurman. We're going to have him coming up here shortly.
Very shortly. As soon as he gets here, I'm going to whisk him over here to the WGR table and have him pop on.
Awesome. Yeah, the Bills schedule, of course, coming out earlier this week. Lots of thoughts on what happened there. The Bills will open up with Baltimore at home, Sunday Night Football. That's going to be a juicy matchup there. Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, the last two MVPs going at it. And four of the first 5 weeks at home. For someone that does attend them when I can, I like the early home games because the weather's nicer. Speaking of bad weather.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
I like four of the first five at home.
Yeah, we're going to be announcing, hopefully, like I said, the Legend of the Stars guys will be announcing the schedule for their event here, knowing what the Buffalo football schedule is. And, of course, when the Buffalo football schedule comes out, we schedule Family Fun Day here. So we need to find a Sunday that doesn't have a Buffalo football game. You can come on out and enjoy the world-famous Wiener Dog races here at Batavia Downs coming up this summer, late summer, early fall. We're going to probably get away from the October dates. It's a little too cold and rainy even then, Brian, for us to be doing stuff outside with the Wiener Dogs.
Well, there is a Thursday in September where the Bills have a game on a Thursday night.
Perhaps that Sunday might be Family Fun Day. We'll see.
All right. All right. That sets up nice. All right. We'll take a break here on our Preakness show from Batavia Downs Gaming. Thanks to Jeff Mitas for joining us there. When we come back, we'll get Ryan's official picks. Get ready. Get your pen ready to write this down so you can make your wager. And when Ryan's in with his picks, we'll have Hall of Famer Thurman Thomas in to talk about the Bills' schedule.
Beautiful.
Yeah, look, still a lot to go here. Half hour left on our show, live from Batavia Downs Gaming. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for being with us. We'll return in a moment right here on WGR. .431 is the time. We welcome you back here to Batavia Downs Gaming. Brian Colziel inside the Park Place room where they're just about set to get started here with the tacos and tequila party. Big thanks to PGA Pro Jeff Mitas for joining us last segment with an update on the PGA. Scotty Scheffler, Johnny Vegas right now are in the lead at 7-under par, but some monster names at 6-under. John Rahm and Bryson DeChambeau are just one shot back. All right, Ryan Hasenauer is here. We're going to do his picks in just a minute.
Yes.
But we've got Hall of Fame Bills running back Thurman Thomas with us here. Hi, Thurman.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, hold on, Thurman. We got to get you a little. There we go. Sorry
there
about
we
that.
Go.
All
okay.
right, now you can hear you. All right,
man,
awesome.
I tell you what, if I could be any other, I'd love to be a professional golfer.
That would be your other sport if I said you got to go somewhere else. That would be it?
That would be it. Yeah, to start all over again.
Yeah.
Have that. Oh, my God. It's just, I mean, I sit there and watch it all day. Yeah. I mean, I go back to highlights of watching Tiger, and I'm just like, and my son said to me a couple
Have
of
Have you
weeks
ever met Tiger?
I met him a couple of times.
Yeah.
My son said to me, you know what? I hate you guys because you got to see Tiger every Sunday. And
I'm
it was great.
I know.
It was awesome. Like, Scotty's been Scheffler. He's been great. But I just don't think it's the same as, like, Tiger.
No, there was an aura. There was a vibe that was just different. I mean, like no other player. My son is 15. He loves golf, and he always asks me. He's like, Dad, when Tiger did this or Tiger that, I'm like, it's almost impossible to, like, compare it to something that's happening now. I mean, when he was at Oak Hill, we were talking about Oak Hill last segment a little, and you'd be there, and you'd be standing there watching him. Why would someone just walking on grass, like, be so entertaining, but he'd walk by you and it had that just like that vibe. It's like it's like if you're in the same room and the president's in the room,
right,
or you know, some just incredible, you know, personal that maybe has influenced world history in some way. When it comes to golf, I mean, Tiger has changed the world in that sense. So
yeah,
he has,
I mean, for me, when I went into the Hall of Fame, it was Jim Brown.
Yeah.
Walking in tearing going, oh, look at this. You know, a man who retired at 29, went to movies and at the peak of his career, and just like he became a symbol of that. And just when I went, that was like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Jim Brown. Yeah. So that was real cool.
That's cool. Thurman Thomas with us here from Batavia Downs. All right, Thurman, let's talk about the Bills' schedule for a few minutes. What do you think about Lamar versus Josh, the Ravens and the Bills on Sunday night to open up the season?
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible. You know, we beat them here last year, and you got back to MVPs, so to say. And we're favored in every single football game that somebody put out for the schedule. So I think it's great, man. NFL, they really have a lot to pick from because you could easily be at whoever planned to open the season, you know, even the Bills could have been part of that. I mean, they're right there with it. And I think with Josh, you know, he's the reason for this, why we're getting all this publicity here in Buffalo. So, last year in the stadium, really excited for it and really pumped for the players and the fans. So, looking at the schedule, I don't know how many games we're going to win. But I think with us, it's building on what Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean has done is right. Hey, you know what? We need guys that can get to the quarterback.
Yeah.
And you saw it with the draft and the free agency. That's what you need to do. And I think they get in that path to where they saw what Philly did. They had four guys and were just harassing Mahomes all freaking day.
Never seen the Chiefs in the Super Bowl struggle as much as they did offensively with how that they affected them in the backfield. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it reminds me of kind of the one where Tom Brady beat Kansas City and he was limping around. He had a bad
– Yeah.
I mean, they say he ran for like over 400 yards chasing and getting away from somebody. So, yeah, it's – yeah, I like the draft. I've always liked Brandon Bean when he finds these guys like Dorian, the guy from Virginia Tech.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, guys like that. And Harrison, too, from Kentucky. I mean, just two guys that kind of reminded me of Trey White, you know, and they're out there. They're kind of small, but still, they know how to play the game. And they come out with a, you know, just this fiery attitude to have fun. And I'm really looking forward to this season because, like you said, not only because it's the last season in this stadium, in Highmark Stadium, but – we still have one of the top teams in the National Football League, top to bottom.
I saw you did recently a video that the Bills pushed out on their social media handles that you talked about it being the last year of the stadium and everything like that. So
yeah,
as the excitement builds up for this new palace that is across the street here,
yeah,
when you think about, you know, your playing days and the memories in that old stadium, like what immediately comes to mind when you think about, oh, that stadium's about to be just a memory here pretty soon?
Yeah. I mean, there's so many memories. You know, playing in my first game against the Minnesota Vikings back in 1988, driving the field and scoring a touchdown. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, man, that was, for me, that was good, you know. 51-3 going to the first Super Bowl. I mean, there's a lot of stuff, you know. Then you move to the days with Flutie and just so many things that went into that stadium that I was kind of like a part of because – you know, for years they went 1-17. It wasn't much.
Yeah.
And so that 10-year stretch in that stadium, man, there's so much to be, you know, to be proud of, to be thankful for. And yeah, it's just so many memories. Now you're going to bring this up. I'm trying to think about a whole bunch more. But, man, just the loud atmosphere that stadium brought when I got there when there was 80,000. You could get 80,000 into that stadium. And there was one thing that I told Sean McDermott last year is that, you know what? You know, it'd be great to open in the stadium, bring in a Lombardi in there. That would be like top it off right there. Open in the stadium, bring in a Lombardi. And this is the year to do it. And I think they've done their job to where there is a chance that they could do this, that they could pull this off. Because, like I said, I just love the draft, love the free agents. Love everything about this football team. Man, it's going to be something special because it is the last season there too.
Yeah, and of course, then if you win the Super Bowl, that means you host the opening game on Thursday night the next year, which would be a perfect spot for the new stadium to set up for it, for
sure. And this is something that usually doesn't happen, or there's a storyline to it for the Buffalo Bills. This could be it right here. I mean, you think about it. You know, you think, talk about the 13 seconds, the wide right. I mean, this could be a perfect ending segment going into the stadium that, you know what? All right, we got one. Now let's see if we can win another one in the new stadium. You know, so starting a new story.
That's right. Hall of Fame running back Thurman Thomas with us here. Okay, so the offseason, as you mentioned, the draft got pretty strong reviews. Brandon Bean has been taking care of his own players. A lot of re-signings. One of note that has not, running back James Cook. So from one running back to another, do you sense his frustration? I know you're clearly aware of how the league is paying running back these days.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, how do you look at that situation? And I guess, you know, I'm sure maybe you've even spoken to James, but, like, I guess publicly, like, what's the message you would even say to young running backs about maybe just, like, how to handle being a professional right now with where it can be frustrating maybe that the backs aren't treated as some of these other positions?
Exactly. I know it's four running backs like that. And you probably be surprised to see other guys who have started out playing running back at a certain age now are probably playing cornerback or something that because you're looking at that. And it's a domino effect. I mean, you don't see the highlights of running backs hardly anymore. You see quarterbacks and wide receivers and that's about it, kind of what you see. And so, I think myself, I understand it. It's something that has been talked about when you talk about analytics and all this other stuff that you put into it. But, you know, at least, look, This year in the draft, we would have two running backs going the first round. So
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I wouldn't say it's coming back, but I think it gives you an opportunity for guys like, hey, whatever Derrick Henry is doing.
And he just got paid.
And he just got paid again.
Yeah.
But Saquon got paid too.
True.
So, I mean, it's hey, it gives us a little hope that, hey, if we even get to a certain age that we could probably, you know what, maybe reset the market, you know. But yeah, that's so far away that – these quarterbacks have really just kind of just threw it out there. I mean, I was looking at the list today. I'm looking at the top quarterbacks.
Yeah, Brock Purdy just got a
huge deal.
There's
Brock Purdy
deal
right there. Oh, and I'm goodness looking at the top five and like, geez, Mahomes is not even on the list. Not even on the list. It was Trevor Lawrence, Dak Prescott, obviously Josh Allen. I mean, actually, Dak was number one. Josh was number two. I think Josh should have been number one. But
yeah,
it's it's crazy out there, but this is NFL, man. This is what they want. This is the excitement that they want. And you know what? They got some, they got some pretty doggone good quarterbacks in the National Football League that could win our Super Bowl.
Yep.
I mean, it's Josh, it's Lamar, it's Joe Burrow. I mean, obviously you're gonna keep Mahomes up there. Hurts just won one. So there's a lot of guys and a lot of things that you have to accomplish and get right as a football team. And I think with the Bills, I think getting that number one seed would help tremendously.
Yep, I agree. They haven't had it, even throughout all this success.
All the success that they've had, they have not had the number one seed. And that was part of our thing for 3 out of 4 years.
You guys always had the bye. Not only the home field, but you always had the bye.
Had the bye, too, and we had that home field in 3 out of 4 years. I think the 1 year that we didn't have it, we went to Miami, which all the guys were like, oh, yeah, we're going to get some heat. We're going into some heat now. Yeah. And so, yeah, I think getting that number one seed, as great as we have been over the last 7 or 8 years and probably the last four, we've not gotten that number one seed, and that's another thing that I told Sean McDermott. I said, we got to get that one seed.
Yeah, that's right. Well, the schedule came out. A lot of prime games, a lot of prime time, a lot of 4:25 Sundays. But no Thanksgiving, no Christmas. Did you want to play on holidays when you were a player, or did you like that you were off?
You know what? After my first year, I was done with the late games and all that. Monday night football.
You want Sunday at 1?
Yeah, I want Sunday at 1.
Yeah.
I want Sunday at 1, yeah, because, you know, as you look at some of the older players and how they're acting now, like Jim had been in the league for 5 or 6 years, and he's like, oh, God, he's just, oh, now not Monday night, you know, what do I do, you know? And so after a while, you're just kind of like, yeah, it's good, and I understand the NFL. I mean, we have one of the primetime NFL teams, so that's what you're going to have. But, hey, not going across to London again. No,
The second fewest amount of miles traveled to the schedule. So it's about
it's in our favor.
Travel-friendly as you could have.
Travel-friendly as you can have it. And it's in our favor. And so we'll see how it all turns out. But, it's hey, this could be the year. Keep saying it almost all the time, but it could be the year.
Yep, I hope so. Yeah. Thurman, thanks so much for coming on. I appreciate it. Have fun at the party here today.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right, Thurman Thomas. Yes, Thurman Thomas with us here. Ryan, we're going to take a quick timeout. I know we got to get your picks.
All good,
We got to get one commercial break in, and we'll come back with your picks here on the Preakness. Brian Colziel, live at Batavia Downs Gaming. Thanks to Thurman Thomas. Ryan Hasenauer's picks for our final segment. When we return right after this from Batavia Downs on WGR. .447 Welcome back. Final segment here of our Preakness show. It's been awesome.
A lot of fun.
Jam-packed. Ryan Hasenauer throughout. He's going to join us for one more segment here. Dave Buchanan on the Bandits. Dan Dunleavy on the Amherst in the NHL playoffs. Jeff Mitas on the PGA Championship. Thurman Thomas on the Bills schedule. A little thoughts there.
Star-studded. A star-studded lineup here at Batavia Downs.
Yes. And a star. We got Nico over here now from the WGR Prize team giving away some good stuff. So come on in. Tacos and Tequila, Ryan. Last chance to tell everybody what that's about.
Yeah, $35 is going to get you $20 back in free play. A $5 wager on the Preakness. Oh, people are doing the hey with Thurman there.
Thurman is
You get your picture with Thurman in front of our giant balloon taco things. And then, of course, we're going to be enjoying everybody with that tequila sampling in a taco bar. How could you beat it? I can't wait to stuff my face.
Yeah, it's looking good for sure. Yeah, good time in here at the Park Place Room. Okay, you ready to do your picks?
I am. I'm ready for all my right. 2025 Preakness Stakes picks. Folks, I am going to, of course, be using the number two horse journalism, second in the Derby. How can you ignore him? Go Oriented, who is, I guess you'd say, maybe third or fourth choice favorite on the money line. He's lightly raced. It's Bob Baffert's lone starter, and I'm excited to see, you know, what kind of race he runs. As I said earlier, he's a pace setter horse, so I expect him to kind of be up front, but sometimes these horses get up front, Brian, and no one can catch him. They just get up there, and there no one can catch him, even with the slower fractions. So I'm going to be using the one and the two on top, along with number six, River Thames, which is Nick the Railbird's pick. So I've got three picks for you. These are two safe bets, and then two bets that are a little bit more cavalier. And I'm going to be tweeting this out on my page at RyanH7681 on Twitter.
I'll retweet it as well.
Yeah, so we're going to do a 50-cent trifecta with the 126 over the 1267 over the 12678. That's going to be my 50-cent try. Should cost you about $30. Then I'm going to be doing a dollar superfecta, and it's going to be a wheel. So I'm going to have the two win. I'm going to say journalism is going to win. I'm going to have number seven, Sandman, come in second. Then I'm going to say the one, the six, or the eight is going to come third, and the one or the six or the eight is going to come fourth. That is one times one times three times two. That's just a $6 bet. Of course, the two has to win, and the seven has to come in second. But if that comes in, even though it's slightly chalky, it should be a nice payout. And then something a little bit different where we're thinking that maybe those fast fractions are going to happen, and those pace setter horses are going to get tired, and here comes that closer, here comes that stalker. I'm going to do a dollar exacta wheel with the six or seven winning, with the two, six, seven, and nine coming in second place. Going to use that number nine long shot, Gozger, in this bet. All my bets together are going to cost you $42 today, but feel free to do all kinds of wacky things if you want and try to get a win. Brian, I'm looking at this line for the Tacos Tequila. It's out the door. It's out the door. We're opening up the doors here in a second, and it's going to be a great 2 hours of fun leading up to the Preakness.
The line for the tacos, and they get to see Thurman, too.
And they get to see Thurman.
We better get more WGR hats and mugs out here.
That's right. Well, I'm going to get on the microphone in there and announce to everybody when they're making their Preakness wager to come see Nico, because I think Nico's actually here until 5:30-ish.
Yes, he's going to be here even longer than me, so that's good. All right.
Good times.
All right, so we'll tweet out the picks here in a moment.
Yes, I got the picture taken already, so get working on that for sure. Brian, thanks again to you and to all the fine folks over at WGR for making all of our events, you know, just promoting them. We had a great Derby Day across OTBs, across Batavia Downs. We couldn't have done it without our friends at OTB, or excuse me, our friends at WGR. From all of us here at OTB, I want to thank you guys. And, of course, if you're looking to promote your business, if you're looking to get involved, you know, the folks that are listening to WGR, Jeremy and Joe, number one in a lot of those important demos. So, you know, getting time on this station is important because it's going to help move your business. So get to it. Give them a call.
Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
So where can people make their bets today here? We got about 2 minutes left here. What are some options for people to do?
So first and foremost, BataviaBets.com. If it is a little bit nice, I got blue skies out here. If you're just getting ready to go mow the lawn or something, you got a little bit of time, get on BataviaBets.com and make that wager. You can, of course, deposit money at your OTB or through various other different ways online. If you've got a chance to check out WesternOTB.com/locations, you can find an OTB easy bet or branch near you. Walk on in, talk to the fine folks inside of there, and they'll help you make your wager. If you come here to Batavia Downs, you can make your wager upstairs at the ITW, or you can make your wager here in the Park Place Room with me or Big Sean from Niagara University. We'll be walking around, happy to help you place your wager on any of these SSTs, and just hopefully people watch Wager and Win today.
It's a great sports weekend.
It is.
It really is. You've got Stanley Cup playoffs, NBA play. The Knicks last night got closed out the Celtics.
So exciting to watch.
100%. We got the Preakness coming up tonight. PGA Championships getting juicy here. Scheffler, Rahm, and in the lead with Vegas, and DeChambeau won back. And yeah, it's going to be really, really good here. And maybe we'll have another Game 7. We have a Game 7 tomorrow with Toronto and Florida. We may have another Game 7 if Winnipeg wins tonight.
Right.
Then they'll have a Game 7 on Monday night.
I think, you know, even without NFL.
And Bandits are going too, by the way.
Oh,
Bandits tomorrow night.
Cannot wait to watch the Bandits game.
Yeah.
You know, they always talk every year. I think I hear it on different stations. What's the best sports month of the year? What's the best sports weekend of the year? I know that not having the NFL almost automatically disqualifies you. But I will tell you, early May, don't sleep on early May because you got the Derby. There was one year, I don't remember what year it was, the Derby was the same day as the third day of the NFL draft.
Yes.
Which was crazy to have the draft be going on, albeit, you know, rounds 3 through 7. But to have that all happen on the same weekend with the NFL or NBA playoffs and the NHL playoffs plus the Derby, yeah, don't sleep on early May for best sports weekend of the year. That's
yes.
for sure.
You're right. No, there's no football in any capacity, but people... This is some good times.
Yeah, lots of bet on
the schedule just came out this week. So, you know, yeah. There's some news for sure.
A lot of people out there. I heard Howard pick the Bills there, and, you know, there's still stuff to be done. You can play that game in your head where you're like, all right, what if this happens and this happens, you know. You can play that game all day once the schedule comes out.
Baltimore is as good as any team on the schedule, in my opinion. So, like, it is as tough as it is. Being at home, I think, helps. But
yes.
The schedule, you've got, you know, Chiefs, Eagles, Ravens, maybe as your, and, you know, throw in the Bengals, even though maybe record-wise they're not, but they always give the Bills trouble. Like, those are our premier games, and you start with one. That's a big one right away.
Right, and last year at the stadium, like you and Thurman were talking about, I mean, I'll be at a few games for sure, but I'll be screaming my lungs out. I mean, I remember my first game. I have to go back and look and see what it was. We played the Vikings. It wasn't his first game, I don't think. But it was definitely in the early 90s, late 80s. I'll have to see when we played the Vikings. But I remember distinctly watching Thurman against the Vikings that day. And, you know, I made it to a couple games in the youth. I grew up in Rochester. So, you know, my uncles had season tickets and would bring all us down there to watch the games with them and their wives. And it was a great time. But, yeah, man, it's going to be sad to say goodbye.
You know?
It's going to be tough. But I'm going to scream my lungs out every single time, every single game, because it'll be the last time I do it there.
And sad that we have to say goodbye to our show here as we wrap things up. Ryan, thank you.
Yes,
we'll see you in a few weeks for
Appreciate
the Belmont.
Man. Absolutely. We'll be here.
All right. Tacos and tequila party set to get going here. You can come and enjoy it at Batavia Downs. And I'll retweet Ryan's picks here shortly on Twitter at BrianWGR. Big thanks to Joe Calley back in our Amherst studios for producing and making everything sound great today. Thank you, Joe. Dave Buchanan on the Bandits. Dan Dunleavy on the NHL playoffs in Amherst. Jeff Mitas on the PGA. Thurman Thomas for joining us here on the Bills schedule, and for Ryan Hasenauer, the VP of Business Development, joining us throughout the show. My name is Brian Colziel. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the Preakness. Enjoy the rest of your weekend from everybody right here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.